Psalm 89. How many of you have read the scripture for today, the psalm for today? How many of you think I'm going to share from it? Right on. You know, some of the psalms are not there to open a worship service. They're there because we need it when we're really down and we need to know somebody else went through those same kind of feelings and those same things. But for worship, we'll skip right over to tomorrow morning's psalm, okay? Psalm 89, verse 1 through about 4. Mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. What a fantastic set of verses. Amen. And what does it mean? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. It means he will sing of his kindness, his beauty, his favor, his loving kindness. I love it. I love it. That's what my God is. Is that what he is to you? All those things. Amen. And then it goes on to say, thy faithfulness. What does it mean? What is God's faithfulness? It means a firmness. Is God firm? Yeah, he's not moving, is he, huh? No, he's firm. It means security, moral fidelity. I love that. My Father in heaven is full of moral fidelity. He is there, he's going to be there, and he's there for me, and he's not going to turn away from me. I'm going to keep my eyes on him, and he's going to follow me to the ends of the earth, right? We need to then turn our eyes to that kind of a wonderful God. It means to set office. It means stability, steady, truth, and verity. I love that. He is faithful. In this world, nothing around us is faithful. Is the stock market faithful? I don't think so. You cannot gauge how you stand in life day by day by looking at that stock market, or you're down here most of the time. I want to set my eyes on the heavenly. I want to set my eyes on the faithful one. It says we're going to be built. It's the Hebrew word is bana, and it means to obtain children. I like that. I like that. That's in the word built. We're going to have an intimate relationship with our Father in heaven, in which we proclaim to generations his faithfulness, his mercy, and the kingdom, and children will be built. Amen. It means to make, repair, and set up. And then the other key word in this set of verses is the word covenant. This is something that America has forgotten. I mean, really forgotten. When we sign on with God, when we receive him, when we accept him, we are making covenant with him. He makes covenant with us. Covenants aren't to be broken. Covenant is serious, serious business. Look into that word in your study this week. Look up the word covenant and see how important that word is to God. He says he has made a covenant with his chosen. How many would like to put their hands up for that? I am his chosen. Are you his chosen? He has made covenant with us. That just gives chills all the way through me. That is amazing. This fabulous, faithful, merciful God in heaven has made covenant with you and I. I can sing about that. Can you? Let's stand and let's say this set of scriptures together. And then we're going to worship him. He's provided so much for us. Amen. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness now establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. Amen. Blessed be his name.